This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. First, if you already have a question for me, please pause the podcast and call me on 732-673-0510. My firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. As the name implies, this podcast offers advice for those of us working and living at the street level. If you look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. Today's topic is UBI, or Universal Basic Income, already exists in America, and it has disenfranchised millions. We've been hearing a lot about universal basic income in the news lately, especially with the candidacy of Andrew Yang on the Democratic side. But this is not a new idea. You may not realize it, but UBI was enacted in the United States of America long ago. Since the 1960s, we've instituted programs that provide something very similar to universal basic income. Think welfare, food stamps, healthcare subsidies. Although well-intentioned, these programs have actually hurt multiple generations of Americans and disenfranchised entire communities across the country. We can see the results of these social programs in the reduced rate of marriage, the increase in fatherless homes and single mothers, and the great income inequality in the country. As you know, I like to define terms I am speaking about, so let's take a look at a definition of universal basic income. UBI is just a euphemism for someone getting money or other benefits that they have not exchanged equal value for, and that their employer or taxpayers were forced to pay against their will. The minimum wage is a great example of universal basic income as defined above. The minimum wage artificially inflates the amount that someone is paid beyond the actual value that they're giving to a business. Let's say that the minimum wage is $15 per hour, but the real dollar value someone provides is only $5 per hour. That $10 differential between the $15 and the $5 is a form of universal basic income. The employee pockets $10 above the value they gave. That portion is UBI, or getting money or other benefits that they have not exchanged equal value for. At the end of the day, someone has to pay for this $10 per hour. It is borne by lower profits for the owner and also higher prices to the customers. In this way, a minimum wage is clearly a tax on the business owner and society. It is a law that artificially reduces profits and artificially increases prices. This is a clear definition of a tax. Another way to describe this is coerced charity. A minimum wage increases unemployment. In our example, the business owner should be able to hire three people at $5 per hour, but now he can only hire one person at $15 per hour. This hurts teenagers dramatically who cannot find a summer or after-school job which would provide them with much-needed real-world experience. Other entitlements work the same way and give money or other benefits that the recipients have not exchanged equal value for. Although the entitlement systems put in place last centuries were well-intentioned, the economic and social devastation they cause is obvious. UBI, which is much more far-reaching than any program that came before it, will hasten these negative outcomes and dramatically increase the income gap, which is already extremely high. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions? Concerns? Call me on 732-673-0510. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.